Luke glanced over at Han and mouthed the word, pirates. Han's brow went up, and he nodded toward the entrance to the DR-919A's belly turret. Luke shook his head, motioning for Han to continue rerouting more power to the shields, then began to quiet his mind, shutting out the gentle beeping of R2-D2 running diagnostics on the ship's power grid, the steady chitter of Tarfang, apprising June of navigation hazards, even the gentle whisper of his own breath. Soon Luke was focused entirely on the Force, and he began to sense its ripples lapping over him, coming from the direction of his companions and the pirates, and from another place, where he did not feel any presences at all, only a profound uneasiness in the Force. He turned toward the empty place and found himself staring into a wispy red corona that had appeared around the rim of the Tusken's eye. Luke reached into the corona with the Force, searching not for the dark nest, but for the hosts he knew it needed to grow its larvae. For a moment, he sensed only the same void as before, an absence too perfect in its emptiness to be genuine, a silence too pure in its stillness, even for deep space. Then, gradually, the terror began to wash over him. The despair and suffering of thousands of paralyzed slaves being slowly devoured from the inside out. Luke shuddered, shaken by his contact with their anguish, and vowed again to destroy the dark nest. Then the corona blurred for a second, and a tiny silver crescent came into view, almost too faint to be seen through the crimson glow. Luke began to feel another set of presences, full of anger and savagery and selfishness. More pirates, no doubt. No sooner had Luke spied the crescent than the ache in his stomach began to expand into the rest of his torso. The feeling was due to more than just being watched, he realized. Someone was touching him through the dark side, trying to distract or perhaps even incapacitate him. He took a few deep breaths, then called on the Force to fight off the growing chill. Luke? Han asked. You all right? Luke glanced over to see Han studying him with a concerned expression. I'm fine. Luke's answer was only partially truthful. Somebody doesn't like me looking for the dark nest. Alima? I don't think so, Luke said. Too powerful to be her. Luke finished assembling his spare lightsaber, then went to the pilot station and pointed over June's shoulder toward the silver crescent he had spotted earlier. Do you see that? Luke asked. June squinted out the viewport. See what? Luke touched the Sullustan's mind through the Force, trying to project the image of the silver crescent he saw. That sliver of light. It looks like a planet. June gasped. Where did that come from? Luke looked over June's shoulder at the sensor display. It showed that a white clouded world lay dead ahead. The planet had more than a dozen moons, and it was orbiting around a fairly standard G-class star, the source of the silver glow that created the Tusken's eye. The screen also showed an old Carrick-class cruiser approaching from the direction of the planet, about a third of the way to the DR-919A. It was escorted by a pair of blast boats, and not one of the vessels was broadcasting a transponder code. The pirates! June said. They've seen us! Tarfang began to plot an evasion route. Don't worry about the pirates, Luke said. He knew by the deepening chill in his stomach that the dark nest was still watching their ship, trying to make it turn back. I'll handle them.
You sure about that?
Han asked. We know where the dark nest is now. It might be better to go to the choke and get some help. We don't have time for that. Luke turned to Han. You know those shivers running up your spine? That tightness you're feeling in your throat? June spun around, his cheek folds rising.
You feel it too?
No, with me it's something different, Luke said. But I know what you're feeling because it's not real. Lomi Plo is trying to scare you off.
Ninga, ninga, ninga!
Yawn!